This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
QNN Community Network News. I'm Matthew Hepburn.
And I'm Nathan Partenza. About 2,000 people have marched on the Queensland Parliament to protest the axing of funding for HIV prevention and demand same-sex civil unions not be repealed. Many of those among the crowd, including Greens member Andrew Bartlett, believe the decision to stop funding the Queensland Association of Healthy Communities campaigns was politically motivated.
It's very clear what this government's done is just target the gay and lesbian community for political purposes, to pander to the hardline conservatives in the LNP ranks in Parliament and in their supporter base and in their organisation. I think it's just a disgrace.
South Brisbane Labor MP Jackie Trad said the state government was sending the message that unless people were Bible-reading heterosexuals, they did not belong.
What Campbell Newman and the LNP government has indicated that they're going to do with civil unions is unacceptable. It's unacceptable from a human rights perspective. It's unacceptable in terms of respecting those relationships that have already been registered in civil unions.
That audio thanks to Queer Radio in Brisbane.
Meanwhile, the organisation at the centre of the controversy has hit back at the government's use of HIV infection data as a reason to strip it of funding. HIV rates per 100,000 people in the population rose from 2.7 in 2000 to 4.7 10 years later. Healthy Communities executive Paul Martin says the rate of HIV increase is lower among gay men than other groups in Queensland, but could increase without programs specifically targeted to the GLBTI community.
Certainly the rate of increase over the last 10 years has been much steeper amongst population groups other than gay men, so mainly heterosexual populations and particularly those with connections with high prevalence countries. So we're still talking relatively lower numbers when compared to gay men, but they have increased at a much higher rate.
A number of high-profile Australian celebrities have lent their support to marriage equality as part of a campaign which will grace the cover of Marie Claire magazine. The I Do campaign is fronted by Rachel Taylor and is designed to encourage ordinary Australians to sign a petition telling federal politicians to act on gay marriage. Among those to star in a video for the cause include Rachel Griffiths, Matthew Mitchum, Jennifer Hawkins, Dr. Chris Brown and Ruby Rose.
I do.
I do.
I do. I do.
More than 300 Mormons in Salt Lake City have stepped out in support of GLBTI rights in the city's annual Gay Pride Parade. The marches drew cheers of applause from spectators who commended the group for taking a large step towards healing deep wounds in the local community.
Gay rugby team, the Sydney Convicts, have taken out the Bingham Cup in Manchester with a resounding victory of 22-5 against the San Francisco Fog in a thrilling final. The achievement is all the more sweeter for the Aussies, who are joined by their crosstown competitors, the Melbourne Chargers, who bowed out of the Cup in their division's grand final. Chargers president Sam Minter said the team is extremely proud of its achievements and that of the Convicts.
Chargers have exceeded really any expectations we had coming into the tournament. It's been great.
Two Sydney men have been legally named the parents of a child conceived through surrogacy on the child's birth certificate. Squirrel Maine has more.
In a landmark first-of-its-kind decision, the Supreme Court has ruled that a gay male New South Wales couple are the legal parents of a child born through a surrogate. Born in April 2010 and now age 2, the child will now have the two men listed on the birth certificate. The judge rules that it was in the best interest of the child, with the birth mother agreeing to no longer be recognised on the birth certificate.
Briefly, in other news, gay couples in Florida are no longer banned from adopting children after a long-term statutory ban on gay adoptions was overturned in that state. And Seinfeld actor Jason Alexander, better known as George, has apologised to the GLBTI community after he referred to cricket as a gay sport.
To QNN Sport, and here's Tanya Lewis.
The Sydney Wet Ones held their annual New South Wales Masters competition last week, with 209 swimmers competing from all around Australia. And retired gay rugby star Gareth Thomas will be appearing on the cover of this month's Attitude magazine for their annual Naked issue.
Thanks, Tanya. If there's a story out there you'd like to hear on QNN, then let us know. Email us on qnn@joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Nathan Partenza.
And I'm Matthew Hepburn. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
This has been a news and current affairs program from
from the Joy Studios in Melbourne. For more gay and lesbian content, please go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.